Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is The Fallout. Now on the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, it is the most comprehensive look at college football you're going to find anywhere. Let's do it. If you missed any of the action yesterday, you're going to be all caught up. Number one, Alabama. I mean, please. They're trying to say that, you know, it was a tough, tough game that they had on their schedule. But it wasn't. Here's Eli Gold from Learfield IMG College.
The snap with 1 second. He quickly unloads near side. Waddle gets outside. Down the near sideline. First down 20. Inside a defender 10. 5. Touchdown Alabama. Tua to Jalen Waddle of beauty. And Alabama goes 31 yards on a third down play.
Alabama defeats Texas A&M, who was still ranked, and I'm not sure why they were. 47-28. It's the third loss for Texas A&M at this point. They're 3-3. Alabama, just a fantastic effort on their part. They should be very, very pleased with themselves. Tua's first touchdown of the game made him Alabama's career passing touchdowns leader, passing A.J. McCarron. The junior has 81 for his career, leads the nation with 27 this year. Saban 18-0 when coaching against his former assistants. They'll host Tennessee next week. Nick Saban, you still think you should have been better today?
We certainly shot ourselves in the foot three times in a row in the red zone where we threw an interception and kicked two field goals in a critical time in the game where we really could have sort of broke the game open early on. You know, defensively we played decent at times, but at times we gave them plays that we shouldn't have. Let the quarterback scramble around a little bit too much in the game and didn't really finish the game with class in terms of, you know, being able to take the air out of it. Too many penalties.
That's why he demands greatness, and he gets it. They scored 47 points, and he's that salty. Alabama stays unbeaten. Number two, Clemson, also unbeaten. They're taking on Florida State. Remember when Florida State was good? I know. Think back. Here's Don Munson from the Clemson Tigers radio network.
Lawrence awaits a shotgun snap. Claps his hands, gets it. Looks right. Wants to throw. Throws. Has a complete loss. Powers his way to the end zone from the one. He caught it at the one, but has his second touchdown of the game, and Clemson extends the lead to 27-0 with 8:58 to go, second quarter.
Clemson wins 45-14 in a yawner. Three touchdown passes from Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, Trevor's still really good. The Tigers started 6-0 for a fifth straight year and beat the Seminoles for a fifth straight year. They also won their 750th game all time. Only the 15th program nationally to do that, and the first in the ACC. Tigers go on the road taking on Louisville next week, so I think they're going to be pretty safe. Georgia at home against South Carolina. Look, they were favored by three touchdowns and a field goal. This one's going to be a snore fest, right? Wrong! Here's Todd Ellis from Learfield IMG College.
Blankenship looks, nods, says he's ready to take it to third overtime. Kicks it up. And no good!
He missed it!
And the Gamecocks win it in Athens in second overtime. Carolina takes down number three, Georgia. They win it 20-17.
Yeah, that was in double overtime, and Rodrigo Blankenship, maybe the best kicker in college football, missed there. It shouldn't have come down to that. Georgia was horrendous yesterday. That was Todd Ellis, by the way, being stepped on all over his call. In the game, color analysts or engineers shut off the mic of the color man in a situation like that and then pot them up. My gosh, it got stepped all over. Georgia loses 20-17 again. Now they have no margin for error. It was amazing. Just amazing. Jake Fromm intercepted three times, four turnovers. South Carolina's first win over an AP top 25 opponent since they beat Georgia back in 2014. The Bulldogs will play Kentucky next Saturday. And again, no margin for error. No margin for error. The Florida Gators taking on LSU. Now, that is a tough, tough charge on a Saturday night. Here's Chris Blair on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Stands in the pocket, releases, catches, grabbed by Chase at about the 30-yard line. Far side, he's in for the score. Touchdown, touchdown, Tigers. 54-yard touchdown pass. And the Tigers make it 41-28.
Remember when LSU couldn't play offense? Yeah, I do too. Joe Burrow passed for 293 yards, three touchdowns. LSU gets a 42-28 victory over number 7, Florida. Now, Florida's defense came in leading the nation in interceptions and led the Southeastern Conference in sacks. Well, the Tigers chewed them up. 511 yards, didn't give up a sack, and didn't commit a turnover. LSU now visits Mississippi State. Congratulations to them. Ed Orgeron, that was a big night.
What a night. What a great night for Louisiana State University. It was top recruits in the country here. Great atmosphere. I want to thank all fans for being the best. That's the best stadium I've ever seen, man, at the end. It was wonderful to be the head coach at LSU and watch my team in victory and see the fans so happy. What a big, big night for the Tigers.
And again, I raise my hand and say, John Kincaid, you're a moron. I'm the guy who told you on this radio show when they hired Ed Orgeron that I never would have hired him, and I thought he'd do a terrible job. Wrong, wrong again. Coach, I can't be more sorry for being stupid. Congratulations to LSU. They remain unbeaten. Number 6, Oklahoma and Texas. It's the Red River Showdown now or something. Let's stay politically correct. Here's Toby Rowland from Learfield IMG College.
Play action. Hurts back to pass. Has time now. He's lobbing late for CD. Caught at the 10. Breaks away to the 5. He's still on his feet. And he pogos. Did he get in? Touchdown! How did he do that? CD Lamb, a magic trick on the 4 sidelines. And he hopped in on 1 foot.
Jalen Hurts throws a 27-yard touchdown pass there to CD Lamb. He had 3 touchdown passes on the day to Lamb. Oklahoma's defense sacked Sam Ellinger 9 times. The Sooners never trailed in a tight 34-27 victory. Hurts throws for 235 yards, and the nation's leading rusher among quarterbacks had another 131 on the ground. Sooners host West Virginia next Saturday. Jalen Hurts, what'd you think of the effort?
I definitely think that this team showed some perseverance and show some mental toughness, and we kind of overcame a lot of adversity as a group. Not a complete game, but definitely another step in the right direction.
What a gem bringing in this kid. He's done a great job. Number 8, Wisconsin, taking on Michigan State. My man Ike Reese at 94 WIP in Philadelphia, he was making up new curse words during this game. I just know it. Matt LePay from Learfield IMG College takes us behind the scenes.
2 receivers right, 1 on the left. Working to throw to the right, and that's intercepted by Bond at the 30. Bond to the 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Wisconsin. Zach Bond, pick 6, and it's 30-0, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's defense posts his 4th shutout of the season. They win 38-0. Unbelievable. The Badgers last had 4 shutouts back in 1930 when Jody Mack was having his first air shift here. Unbelievable. Wisconsin really tearing it up. Jonathan Taylor rushing for 2 touchdowns. He hasn't been that good since home improvement. That's unbelievable. Notre Dame taking on USC, number 9 in the country. I like the little added sound effect there. Good job, Shep. Here's Paul Burmeister on the Notre Dame Radio Network.
Book drops back. Keeps it himself across the 10, 5, dives to the end zone, touchdown Notre Dame. .333 left in the game. Notre Dame's lead of USC is now 29-20.
They took a long time to put this game away, but they got it done. Tony Jones Jr. rushing for a career high 176 yards. Irish win 30-27. Jones' 4th 100-yard game of the season. Notre Dame now is an open date before an October 26th visit to number 16, Michigan, after their victory. And closing up, number 10, Penn State at Iowa, number 17 in the country. Penn State under James Franklin, never winning a road game versus a ranked opponent. Is that going to change? Well, we'll find out from Steve Jones on the Learfield IMG College Network.
Now Kane will shift to the right.
Play clock at 10, plenty of time. Second and goal at the Iowa 5. Pitch it to the edge. Kane goes to the far corner. Got the corner. Touchdown, Penn State. There's the two-score lead they've been looking for.
They hold on for a 17-12 victory. Noah Kane finished with 102 yards for the Nittany Lions. Extended their winning streak over the Hawkeyes to six games. Penn State gaining just 294 yards. But after the game, James Franklin says this one was well-earned.
Really proud of our guys. You know, went on the road, won in a tough place to play, a place that's tough to win on the road. You look over the last three, 4 years, the number of people that they've upset at home, night game, in this place, the place was rocking. So really proud of our guys.
He's really proud of his guys, and he should be. That's a nice win. When you can win at Iowa in a situation like that, that's a good win. That pretty much does it for us. If your team's not good enough to be in the fallout, complain to your athletic director. Complain to your coach. They're not recruiting well enough. Those are the teams we need to be talking about this morning here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. And again, the fine work of Anthony Pierno, who puts that together for you every week. All I do is just read. That's all I have to do for that segment. Absolutely awesome. Great job by Anthony there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.